So, it's Urban Influencer Radio. We're talking to Triz, James Lewis, hosting today. So I guess we'll start off, man. I was skimming the YouTube. Like, damn, man, you got a lot of videos.
Yeah, man. I try to stay busy, man. That's all I can do right now.
So, how many videos do you think you've made so far, man? I'm like, wow.
I probably put out, like, in my career, probably like 70. Something like that.
Okay.
Last I checked. But, yeah, I've been every year, man. I try to, like, stay proactive. I drop, like, at least 10 videos a year. 10, 15 videos. I drop at least 2-3 albums a year. Like, I haven't gone without dropping a project since 2006. I've dropped a project every year since 2006.
Wow, man. That's impressive.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a lot of songs. That's a lot of production. Who's doing some of the production on this stuff? I see that you're directing a lot of the videos. So who's
yes, sir.
Who's putting a lot of stuff together for the music and the lyrics?
Oh, okay,
and all that, man. That's a lot of work.
So basically, I write all my own lyrics. I die before I let somebody touch my pen. But as far as beats and stuff like that, just wherever I can get them. Like, I work with mad producers. My boy Montage out of New York, he's like a really big producer. Like, he just did a lot of NBA YoungBoy shit. He did a lot of Dave East shit. He's like really big. Did some Bone Thugs. So I'm not affiliated with him no more. But at the time, I was working with this cat named Ace Beats out of the IE. This one dude, Leotis out of the IE. Like, it just goes around. But them is the dudes that I have. A lot of people know me from my work for.
Okay, so just trying to get a feel for what it is. So, where is the Empire Island?
The Inland.
I mean,
Empire?
I'm from Massachusetts, so I'm like, I don't know where that is.
Yeah, the Inland Empire. I'm not sure how far Boston is from, like, the suburbs in Massachusetts, but it's just the suburbs of L.A. It's just away. It's 45 minutes away from the major city. But the Inland Empire is a collection of, like, 30 cities. Rancho Cucamonga, San Bernardino, Fontana, Ontario, Riverside. Like, if you ever heard any of those cities, that...
Oh, no, I've been to Ontario and Rancho Cucamonga because my cousin used to live there.
Okay,
so,
I live in Ontario. That's the Inland Empire.
Okay. All right. Well, cause when I come out to visit him, I think he moved now where he's closer to San Diego a little bit now.
Oh, okay. He probably stay like near Escondido or like Temecula and all of that. Yeah, I know where the area is.
Yeah, but he was talking about commuting in to go to work in L.A. I was like, what? Damn.
Wow.
that just tripped me out. I mean, I'm like, damn, man. I mean, he's retired now. He's a retired engineer. But it was just, like, amazing. It's like, wow, man, this is a drive.
That's crazy.
I couldn't be doing this every day.
You're right.
just a drive. I'm like, wow. But, it was nice seeing him. Like, I just had to get that, So, I mean, I live in the East Coast. I mean, I'm a person. I used to live in the Bay Area in San Jose. But I'm like, okay, all right. Now I'm hip. Now I know what's going on.
I've been to the East Coast. I love it out there. I've been to Massachusetts and shit. It's tight.
Okay. Well, I know you mentioned Boston. You have to come out to Springfield, because birthplace of basketball.
Oh, really? Damn.
The home of Dr. Seuss.
Oh, tight. I definitely got to visit there then.
What else has been around here? The volleyball.
Oh, wow.
So, when there ain't nothing to do in the wintertime, people invent stuff.
Right.
When you cooped up, that's what they do. So, yeah, man, so all that's here. I'm kind of sad that they just pushed back the Hall of Fame enshrinement because I know Kobe was going in this year, but they're pushing it back. Hopefully they'll make an announcement next week for the new date.
Yeah.
So two albums a year, man. That's a lot of music going out, man. I mean, so you're just like a machine. You're just putting them out.
Along with along with singles, that's not even counting singles, because every song I put out ain't going on my album. Just this year alone, I done put out 7 singles. It's only June. So
wow.
I put out a single with one of my partners, Aaron Cohen, and my other homie, Mark Battles, today. He's from Indiana. They from the East Coast, and they some pretty prominent artists. We just dropped a record today called Push. So, yeah, I'm constantly dropping something. I drop something at least, if not every week, every other week I'm pushing content. Right now I'm slowing down because the world's on fire. But, shit, after this slowdown, I'm back to it.
Okay. So, yeah, so I'm trying. So how do you market and push that much product that is out there, man? It's almost like you oversaturated the market.
Yeah, well, I'm 4 labels. I'm signed to 4 different labels. So, like, I'm signed to Below System Records out in the Netherlands. I'm signed to Tommy Boy out in New York. I'm with Top Notch, as you know. And then I'm also with Substream, which is a sub-label of En Vogue Records. So I'm mad independent, but, like, I get a lot of, like, my labels, they shoot me advances and stuff. Like, if I'm about to do an album, you know, they toss me a few grand and I do what I need with. You know, I do all, like, real promotion, physical promotion. Like, I got street teams. I got mad sponsors. It's always a Facebook sponsored ad running with my shit. I'm always everywhere. I have digital billboards around my neighborhood and shit. Like, I'm just constantly pushing. Anywhere that I can push my music, I'm pushing it. And I'm just independent with distribution deals. So whenever I got to release a project, I just go to one of my labels and I'm like, whoever I want to distribute with, then I use them. Whoever I feel like got the power to maneuver and do what I need to do, then I work with them.
Okay, well, I mean, so how long you been in this I want to say game, but in this business, because it's not a game, it's a business.
Yeah, professionally, since 2012, because that was my first time I put out, like, 2011. Excuse me, I put out my first album, like, to where it was, I was reaping money off of it, like it was on iTunes. That's when the streaming era began. I jumped on the streaming era way before 2014 and 15 and shit. I've been on Spotify and Apple or iTunes. I was on there in 2011, late 2010. So I consider myself to be, like, you know, generating some type of income and shit since 2010. So I would say professionally in 2010 and 2012, I went on my first tour with Tech N9ne and Brother Lantern for like 70 shows. And then from there, I've been touring like crazy, like every year. Like last year, I think I did like, I did 3 tours last year, and then the year before that, I did two tours. Yeah, every year I'm doing at least 70 shows, 70 to 100 shows. So, yeah, man, I just stay busy, bro. But to answer your question, like 10 years.
Okay. Because, and I'm glad you brought up the tours, because I used to tell a lot of – I used to do street team work for a bunch of companies, and I always noticed that West Coast – rappers, the hip-hop artists, were always able to tour more so than a lot of East Coast rap and hip-hop artists.
Yes, sir.
You know, and even some of the Midwest cats like Atmosphere and stuff like that have been able to tour, come to the East Coast, Tech N9ne, and go over to Europe, Japan, and come around the world and do their thing. Sir. So is that the same touring that you're doing, or... Or is it strictly the West Coast? Are you coming?
Yeah, I did the whole United States. I did Europe. I did Germany. Well, all within Europe, I did Germany, Switzerland, France. I did, where is that other place at? London. I did London. I did Bristol. I did Brussels. Like, I did that with the Cunning Linguists. They from Kentucky and Atlanta. And they took me out on tour. That was in 2017 of October. And then I just did the tour with Sadistic of the West Coast, the Midwest, and a little bit of the East Coast last June. The tour started exactly a year ago today, the last tour that I was on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I know COVID-19 stuff is messing up the whole touring industry. Cats can't tour.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Live venues are shut down and losing money. A lot of them don't know they're going to be coming back. I know.
Yes, sir.
I noticed in Europe they're doing drive-in concerts.
Yep.
Where they're using
that.
Parking lots and people stay in their car like a drive-in theater for shows.
Mm-hmm,
I don't know if that's going to happen in America yet, but folks are going to have to become a little more creative now.
Yeah,
to get those chewing dollars.
Yeah, it's like this has put me, this COVID-19 and like everything that's going on with protests and stuff like that has put me in a situation where I have to, like you said, be creative and think outside the box because the format is changing. Like, it's sad to say, but we're in a time where now whatever happens after this is going to stay like that until the next wave of change comes. You know, so they talking about we ain't going to be able to perform till 2021. So I'm thinking right now, I'm like, man, let me look up all the cities that's open right now because I know Arizona's open, Kansas City is open, and I'm going to just be hitting my markets that it, wherever they able to throw shows because I'm not about to.
Okay.
I can't, you know what I mean? I'm trying to take the initiative and, like, replace whatever's lost.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because I know I was watching a news report, and they were talking about Nashville.
Right.
Club opened up, but only two people on stage, no dancing. you know, you can order drinks at the bar, but you couldn't stand at the bar.
Impossible. How do you even – that is not an environment for a club. Exactly. So it's like, how's that going to work?
Well, that was my point. I'm like, so – so what's the sense?
Exactly.
Right, you know, I mean, right. unless you're doing folk music or something acoustic where people are going to stay at their table, I don't get it. But even then, if a cat trips the beat up with the guitar, people can still dance, especially
absolutely
if they do
right
a cover song. So
right,
I just
right
thought that was amazing. Like, oh, you really think this is going to be conducive for live entertainment and bringing it back? But at least they were open. Maybe over some weeks,
though,
it will grow to more. But at least they were trying. I mean, the dancing thing, yeah, I get it. Unless you're going to put little cubicles out there for people to stand in, and to keep their space, you know. Because I know I have a cat that hosts my networking things that we haven't done them in a while now, but he's about to open up a barbershop. And he was just like,
right,
yo, I'm buying these two air purifiers, and we're going to have to, you know, you come in, we've got the air purifiers, we're adding these extra windows to suck the air out. I said, well, some clubs might have to invest in that kind of stuff, you know, or have the UV lights like they're talking about to kill the germs, something to make it conducive to get the live entertainment going. Because I know for me, I love seeing people perform live.
Exactly. I mean, half the time, I mean, I'm sure it's the same with you. I've discovered so many artists live. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or even this. Have you ever heard an artist's music before you seen them live and it made you like their music more when you seen them live?
Yeah. I mean, that's usually the case. If I like you live, then I may be a fan for you for life no matter what.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, I mean, I remember being out with The Roots.
Oh, that's classic. That's cool.
And I'm backstage or whatever, and there's a young lady that I didn't know who she was, and then we talked for a little bit, and then she got on stage, and it turned out to be Jill Scott. You know,
oh,
then you hear,
wow,
to hear her sing "You Got Me," I'm like, oh, okay.
See?
All right, well,
you never know.
Here I am as a fan, you know. I thought she was just she thought I was just another dude trying to hit on her. I was just like, you know, I'm just here, just trying to figure out who's who, you know, because I think there's a couple other cats that are on the road with them, and that's what I liked about The Roots. They always had a contingent of folks with them that came out with them, so you never know who you're going to meet. So
Right. That's it.
So
who's
out there that you're feeling right now? Who's on your wish list to work with, man? Because you got so much going.
Yeah, man, I'm really feeling the Griselda guys from New York, Conway, Gunn, and Benny. I recently met them. I'm a real big fan of them. I really want to work with some TDE cats. Like, I want to work with Schoolboy Q Heavy. I'm familiar with him. I know him personally as well. We just haven't got a chance to work. Who else? I've been listening to a lot of, like, music. As far as, like Southern, there's a lot of Southern cats that I like. There's this cat named Grip coming out of Atlanta. He's dope. Yeah, those are pretty much a few cats that I'm bumping right now that I really want to do something with.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So give everybody all your social information so they can follow you.
Hell yeah, man. Well, y'all can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. My Facebook is Triz, T-R-I-Z-Z. My Instagram is Baby Ripgut, B-A-B-Y-R-I-P-G-U-T. But if you type in Triz, it'll come right up. And my Twitter is TR1ZZ. But you can find everything at TrizOnline.com, as well as merchandise, clothes, whatever. I got women's clothes, I got men's clothes, I got it all, TrizOnline.com.
So a true entrepreneur, got everything going on. You know,
yes,
so
sir.
So you coming out with socks too?
Yeah, you already know it. I'm working. Actually, I swear to God, I'm those are coming in within the next couple of weeks.
And I was joking, but I know one a photographer friend of mine that he's got his sock game. I was like, yo, man, and he's got some really hot socks, you know, a little different
man.
Stuff to go with your suits. So I was like, okay,
you feel me?
All right,
man.
And I know my son, he's 15, so now he's into wearing a lot of different socks that bring attention because he runs track.
Oh, okay,
you know, so like when he's running by you, he wants you to see the different socks.
Yeah, on the real. He out there showing his skill. He got to look right.
It's funny, man. So, y'all, once again, we're talking to Triz. This is Urban Influencer Radio. We got new music from him. So pick a song, man, that you want us to play.
Is it one of the joints I sent you, or are you on like a Spotify or something?
Well, I mean, this is for the podcast, so they have a bunch of stuff. So. We can use one of the four you sent, you know, but I just want you to name a song.
Okay, well, the song that I'm pushing right now is one of my singles. It's called I Ain't Shit, and it's out right now. It's my latest single, my latest solo single that I recently put out. And, it's out on Substream Records. Yeah, check it out, man. Bump it.
All right, so and speaking of singles, so with a title like I Ain't Shit, are you expecting to get any radio airplay from that one?
Oh, I don't concern myself with the radio. Like I mean, it'll be nice, you know what I mean? But that ain't never been my goal. Like, radio ain't never put money in my pocket. I'm 28 years old. I ain't come up in the radio era. Satellite radio bum my shit. Shade 45 bum me, you know what I mean? Backspin bum me. Like, I got satellite radio love. Like, I just never was. I ain't never wanted to like censor none of my music, or I got clean versions of music available. Like, people can look for clean versions of my music. I mean, because I don't want to exclude anybody, but I never go in the studio and say, oh, I'm writing this for the radio. I just go in there and start working.
Okay, well, I mean, the only reason why I said it because a lot of those cats at Shade 45 came from commercial radio, mix shows. You know, stuff like that where, you know, you get to play, you know, I mean, it's not like you get to play the cuss words, but there's a lot of college stations that are out there that can get away with playing cuss words.
Most definitely. I tap into the college scene, too. I'll be hitting, like, the Heat Seeker college radio, charts and stuff like that. Like I said, like, I got clean versions of everything, like. Always keep that door open, you know what I mean? I know kids listening to my stuff, and I got music where I'm, you know, uplifting, and I'm talking about other stuff where I don't cuss at all. I got a song out right now called Everybody's Target where I'm talking about James Harden because he's my favorite basketball player, and I speak to him like he's being dragged and he's being flawed for shooting free throws. But I turned it into, like, I'm really praising his basketball effort, but I'm turning it into, like, y'all looking at all his flaws, but look at what a great basketball player he is, you feel me?
Right.
And it's uplifting song, no cussing. All, you know, positive music. It's out right now. It's called Everybody's Target. I dropped that this year, too, with a video.
Okay. Yep, yeah. We saw the video. So, I mean, I am a radio programmer first.
I can definitely tell.
So I have to, I always have to, like, yo, can I play this on radio? Okay, I can't. Okay.
No, obviously.
Can I play this one? Okay, we can play this one. Yeah. But I also know that even the cat that I used to have on as one of my underground hip hop cats now has a Facebook group, the Producers Corner for beat makers.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, a lot of cats, you know, still tune into his show and how he does it online. But, you know, as these cats are doing stuff, you know, cats are always looking for more and more beats, more and more music. You know, some, you know, for him, if he really liked it, he would clean it himself. He wouldn't wait for the clean edit.
Yeah.
You know, so
that's dope. That's real innovative.
If somebody comes with fire, then, you know, people will put in the work. But there's just so much music out there now. It's ridiculous. I mean,
yeah.
You know, when I go, even though our station is down for us being in there physically, when I go to
right.
the mail room to go pick up the mail, I'll still have 50 CDs I got to review.
Oh, man, I'm already knowing. Y'all still get submissions for radio?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
We still get CDs, man. I love it. I mean, I'm old school. I'm way older than you, so when I get in my car and I got the CDs to review, I can drive and review music because I'm
man.
The overall music director. So, you know, for our station,
yo,
it's a community station.
You know what, though? That is a blessing, though. Like, please don't ever change because I would love to be able to dive back into that type of, you know, a way of promoting music. I would love to be on the radio, man, but, like, I've just never been able to find that mold. And I haven't given up. I'm only 28, but I'm just saying, you know, now that's a blessing that you still have that in you, you know what I mean? A lot of people just you know, go with the times and just adjust and start a podcast.
Yeah, well, I mean it's a part of the times, but you look at Charlemagne the God. I mean, that's a radio show.
Yes,
you just happen to be able to see it on TV and everything else.
Yes,
I mean, you know, when you see it on Sirius XM, Shade 45, it's basically radio shows because the people programming
yep.
came from radio.
Yep, you
all those
right.
programmers are from radio. When I listen
you
to Heart and
right.
Soul, those are radio DJs.
Yeah.
Cats that did commercial radio here in the market.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, or cats that
yeah.
used to be record promoters. Field reps for labels
yeah.
that did college radio or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Are, you know, and I said, damn, that's Fred Mills. Fred used to be my PolyGram rep. Now I hear him on Heart and Soul. You know,
that's
so
right. That's
you, so you just never know. But, you know,
yeah.
what's at the radio station, a lot of us do Facebook Live.
Yeah.
With our radio shows.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
where you see what the DJ is doing. You know, picking his nose
yeah.
or mixing or whatever the case may be. So it's on TV. You know, there's videos and stuff. So, I mean, all those, you know, that's what some of the podcasts and stuff, some cats are doing.
Yeah.
That I'm noticing. Cause I know we got a guy at my station that does freestyle music.
Okay.
And he does really well on iTunes for his show, for his podcast. So you just never know.
Yeah. It's a where
to come
a
from.
It's definitely you guys are still definitely gatekeepers. You know what I mean? But you know, I just again like especially in LA, bro. Like the LA stations out here, they don't play our shit. They don't support and play us. They support and play what's popping. Like now, I'm not saying that the area has anything to do with it because a lot of people like to say, oh, they only play the South music or the East Coast music. Well, no, that has nothing to do with it. I hear Kendrick and shit all the time. I'm saying. Like, they only play the top 10, you know? They only play in the top 20, and we got to hear that shit all day long. And then when they want to play us, it's 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, but it's got to start somewhere. I mean, with the individual underground hip-hop shows, and if you know, as long as the music is encoded where you can get record those spins, you know, either on BDS or media. I don't want to go into the whole thing,
yeah,
but the media guide. You know, but that's that way to get. I mean, you know,
it's
as a cat that did street team. I mean, that's where we broke records. That was trying to get the college guys to play it and get the mixers to play it. Whether it was late night, whether it was the instrumental beat, whatever it took to get a detection, so that
yeah.
you could come to the PD or the MD. Like, yo, we're getting some play. These other mix shows around the state, around the country.
Yeah,
this might be
yeah,
something that's bubbling underneath to get to you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Just basically proving that you do have a following and proving that you do have somebody that's willing to listen to you without, oh, here's new such and such. Listen to this, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's the way you kind of find, you know, new artists, new music. I mean, you know, you look at these TV shows that they got going on now with, you know, The Voice.
Yeah.
You know, and my favorite one right now is Songland because it's songwriters. But
oh yeah,
they're trying to find new talent. So hopefully, you know, other folks will do some other things, man. Well, you know, hopefully it'll get popping, and we'll see what goes on. But once again, folks, this is Urban Influencer Radio talking to Triz.
Yeah.
Whew. I mean, he's too busy. He got too much going on. You know, when you're releasing 2-3 albums a year and directing about 70 videos, he's too busy. But y'all get at him. You know, support a brother, and you know keep it in your mind when it's time when the markets open up, you might want to bring him to your town to come visit, and hopefully there'll be some more record stores opening back up. You know, as people are looking for vinyl now. And I know I can't wait to get back out to L.A. to go to Aniba.
Oh, man, they closed it.
I thought I saw where they were just moving it.
No. If you, bro, go after we get off this interview, I want you to Google Aniba. It's torn. They literally took the signs down. It's over with. They putting apartments and shit right there.
Yeah, no. Well, I have a friend that works there, and they were talking about they were moving.
Yeah. How long ago did they tell you that?
This is like about a few weeks ago. They're supposed to be moving to a new location. Now I'm after
moving to a new location. But it's like where it is, Sunset and Vine. It's like, come on, man, you can't.
That was a classic spot.
Yeah.
We were just out there a couple years ago, and when the Minions came out in that theater right next door, or whatever, right around the block, it was crazy.
Yeah.
With the promotion, I'm like, damn, man, we don't get this on the East Coast, you know.
Yeah, you feel me? Yeah. But
so, yeah, no, that was a hot spot. But, I mean, even here, some of the smaller stores are still survive, condensed down the smaller locations just because. But I know with them, they just got so much music, you know.
Yeah.
It was good. And for me to go in the store with my wife and family and them not beat me up for being in a record store, I was like, you know, I've been buying a bunch of stuff.
Cause
I'm gonna get it back on the plane. It was good to see. I know I was able to direct my wife to the wipes, to the videos and DVDs, and she's like, okay, all right, so there's something I can look for. I'm like, yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
and then we go over here and look through these records.
Right.
All right, man. So I enjoyed the conversation. Have a good day and enjoy the weekend. Be safe out there, man. As I walk around and watch all the protests going on, and everything else, we all gotta be safe.
Man.
I just hope everybody got their mask on. The virus is real.
Y'all be safe.
All right,
man. Thanks for having me.
You got it.
Yeah, that shit sound good. Them organs and shit, nigga. All up in your organs and shit, nigga. Watch how that shit slapped up. Every day it's the same shit, I ain't shit. Niggas act like they fuck with me, but they ain't slick. Who gon' tame this? Can't nobody change this. And when they can't be a part of it, niggas change quick. Faking shit, the homies be on that hating shit. Make a diss and be crying, who say he ain't a bitch? Take a trip, spend money, and then I make a grip. Know how to use it, won't lose it, because I make it flip. You ain't shit, a lick a spitter when I take a piss. I can't miss, got all hits, ain't no debating this. I'm in the bucket like fuck it, cause I be scraping this. Window tint disguising my angles, ain't no mistaking this. Whoever looking could find me, cause I ain't hiding. Post on flyers everywhere I'm at, and I ain't lying. God got me beside me, afraid of dying. And what I got is inside me, that's why I made it rhyming, nigga. Cause that's just what it is.
That's what it is.
It ain't much shit, but look at what I did.
Look at what I did.
I ain't know how to do it, I was a kid. I gotta get it how I live, shit, and that's just what it is, yeah.
Hey.
Cause that's just what it is.
That's what it is.
It ain't much shit, but look at what I did.
Look at what I did.
I ain't know how to do it, I was a kid. I gotta get it how I live, shit, and that's just what it is. Hey, I remember this nigga I had beef with. Called his sister a bitch, said she wasn't gonna be shit. Called me by myself, this nigga tried to press me. Like 10 deep, I ain't think he was gonna catch me. But I die for a nigga disrespect me. I'd rather get my ass beat before I let him check me. He was just talking, so I start walking. We gon' beat your ass and you gon' end up in the coffin. Hey, I wasn't trippin', I get death threats often. And I got niggas too, they jump when I call them. Ain't no stalling, niggas move regardless. Pay to get you smoke, cause a young nigga ballin'. Seen him at a party, can't remember how I made it. He was hella faded, asked me, nigga, is you drinking? We was cool, had a nigga really thinking. I'd rather keep the peace to see how far niggas are taking. When it was over, he was down the street fading. One blow for blow with some niggas, cause they was hating. Jumped in my car to smash out, trying to shake it. Till a nigga pulled a gun and shot this nigga in my face. True story. Cause that's just what it is. It ain't much shit, but look at what I did. I ain't know how to do it, I was a kid. I gotta get it how I live, shit, and that's just what it is, yeah. Hey, cause that's just what it is. It ain't much shit, but look at what I did. I ain't know how to do it, I was a kid. I gotta get it how I live, shit, and that's just what it is, nigga.
What's up, man?
It's your world, man. You're making some money today or what?
I did,
I, you know, since I only work a couple hours a day, I could use some money.
Yeah, man, I work in physical therapy, home health. So I see patients at home for PT, like knee replacement, hip replacement, stroke patients. I drive to the house. I work for a couple of home health companies, man. So it pays the bills. I love working and helping people. So I'm blessed to have a job right now, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, well you're essential, right?
Yeah, yeah. Look, can't get no show money. If this one going on, man, I had some crazy show money. You know how many calls? People was like, yo, man, I wish, you know what I'm saying? I would be doing some shows right now.
I feel you, man. Trust me.
Yeah, yeah.
We want to see about, you know, I mean, I'm up in New England, so I'm like, hey, we'd love to get you up here. But we got to see what's happening because I can't even come to Richmond for my family reunion.
Oh, for real, bro? Who's your family in Richmond?
I got Smith's down there, Lewis's, out in Crewe and Burkeville. And
okay.
Couple cousins in Garland Smith in Richmond and a few other cousins scattered around there. So I told my wife, since we couldn't go to my niece's graduation last weekend in Dallas, maybe we could drive down to Richmond. Now, we're not taking no drives. We ain't trusting nothing. All this coronavirus. So I was like, okay. We're going to be
do
home.
It.
You know, because the family reunion is usually the second week of August. So I'm like, hey, we can go down there, go out to the country. I can hang out in Richmond. Usually at this time, the jazz festival's going on.
Yeah, I was going to do the jazz festival this year.
Yeah, see?
Crazy.
You know, it was all planned out. Okay, we go to Richmond, we go to the jazz festival, we hang out, da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Yeah.
But I'm still talking. Yeah. Hopefully my man will do the – we got the Indie Soul Festival in August. He hasn't said he's going to cancel yet.
Where is that at?
It's in Springfield.
Springfield, Virginia?
Springfield, Massachusetts.
Okay, the Indie. Who's doing that?
Well, I started it 10 years ago with some friends, and I stepped out of it, but I still help out. But my man Daryl Moss and Andrew Keaton, they do it.
Okay.
So I think I, when I set up this interview, I tagged him with the interview. So for the podcast, hopefully he'll check out the podcast. And plus, he's on my station too. Both of them are. So. They'll have the music to play in the station and all that stuff, so I know we gotta get it. But before, we just jumped in the conversation. Everybody, it's a Friday night. It's the Urban Influencer Radio, James Lewis. The folks from Richmond, Virginia. This man can sing, y'all. I was checking out some of the videos at the Brewers Cafe and some of the other stuff. So he's got some music for grown folks that's definitely in the pocket, so... If you're stuck in the house on a quarantine, his music might cause some things to happen. 9 months later, there might be some problems. But, you know, that don't take my word for it. When the album comes out, y'all will find out. So when is the album coming out?
Man, we're talking about that now. I'm probably going to push. It's either going to be July or August. But it's coming out real soon. The album is done pretty much. It's one more song I'm adding on, but it's probably going to be July or August.
Okay.
I don't think it'll make a difference with where we are with everything kind of being shut down as far as doing shows. But, I mean, the song is kind of taking a life of its own, man, so it's kind of forcing me to kind of put it out a little soon. I was laying back, and I was like, let me just test the water and see what it's doing. But I might actually drop another single and then drop the record. I don't know. But we'll see. We'll see.
All right. Well, you know, I mean, all those plans work, man. I mean, the record is bubbling up. I see that you're charting well in the UK, and you're doing well in the Urban Influencer chart, you know, for the adults. And, you know, so it's living a life of its own. And hopefully with this conversation with folks around the country and some of the DJs that are coming in the mix, we'll see even more, or maybe just even a remix available.
Richmond is
such a rich place for music right now, or the VA in general. Mm-hmm. Some of the hottest producers out have come from the VA.
Yeah, you're right. Virginia's been
definitely putting them out the last few decades, man. Virginia has some talent. So, yeah.
Yeah, y'all do. Because I think I interviewed another soul singer from your area a few months ago, Mr. Williams, Liddell.
Okay, yeah. I never met Liddell, but we talked before, man. Humble brother, man.
Yeah,
good guy.
So I've interviewed him. We played him on our station. And then jazz-wise, y'all got a couple groups out of that way that we play
okay.
on the station. Because from my personal station,
we
play jazz and soul.
Okay.
And so, we mix the two together in the programming. So if it's set for adults, you know, we're going to play it.
All right.
You know, so we're going to see what's happening with that. So, I mean, you know, actually I saw back that you had some music out a few years ago. So tell people what album, that your first album was out.
Oh, man. I put that then, like, almost probably 10 years now. I mean, I've been recording and putting out music since before the early 2000s, like 98, 97, like I've been just recording. I really started recording in college in the late 90s, and I had a few opportunities in 2001. I was actually signing with RCA, and they fired the whole black music department, so my deal was kind of swept on the rug. And
okay. So I'm trying to think. I did a lot of street team for a lot of record companies. RCA was one of them. I was trying to think of who was on the label at that time.
Well, Anthony Morgan was the vice president of black music that signed me.
Okay.
And that was around the time Tyrese was on there, and Tyrese had just dropped Baby Boy in the movie. And that was the last release they did in the black music department. They let everybody go and shut down for a year. And the first artist they brought back and signed after they cleared off the roster was Heather Henley a year later. Yeah. So that's when I had signed with them. Yeah. I didn't even get a chance to put out anything. It was so fresh. So,
yeah, man. It's a shame because the music that I've heard so far is timeless. So, it would, you know, your music would have lasted the test of time.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
So with this project, 1977.
Yes, sir.
What's the direction that you want to go with music on this one?
I mean, it's almost like my life story. I was born in 1977, so I thought it was appropriate that I was going to be writing from a lot of life experiences and family experiences. So I just named the album after the year I was born, and that's when it started. So that was kind of the brainchild of the project, kind of set the tone with finishing it and the ideas and the song. So that's why I call it 1977.
Okay. Yeah. So any other special guests on here? I know you had one cat on the Alive with you, which is dope. So any other guests on this project?
Right now, as far as guests and features, I'm going to have one other feature as far as going to be my son, and he goes by Saint. So he's going to be on the project on either one or two songs. I know for sure one song, but that's it. No other features right now. And on the Truth, my sister helped me out with backgrounds. I wanted a female voice on that to kind of mix the voices up and, you know, kind of give a different side to the Truth song. So I usually do all my own backgrounds, but I called her in the studio. Her name is Kia Bennett, and it's my big sis. She came in to help me out with background vocals on that record. So, but other than that, I don't have any other features right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can't wait to hear it, man, because the songs I've heard, the two, you know, those two, and then I know
Thank
you
man.
Talked about, I think you did one other one, Favorite, and I like, you know, to have three songs right there, that, as a person that loves albums, that tells me that the album's got fire.
Thank you, babe. I approach when I do songs, man. I try to approach every song as a single. Not really thinking radio, but just, you know, a single when you hear a single. A single is just that melody, that song that you just want to hear over and over again. You want to keep playing it for whatever reason, being the beat, the bass line, the harmonies, the vocals, what you're talking about. You know, so I approach every song as a single. And I think most artists do that. But I try not to have a quote-unquote album cut, you know. So I just want to make it hard that when we sit down, like, yo, what we're releasing next? Oh, this could be the single. Or this could be the single. Like, I almost didn't release The Truth. I had another record that I felt was neck and neck with it. And I played it for a few people that I really trust. One of my best friends, P, he's a MC out of New York. He's from Richmond, but he lives in New York. I sent it to him. And then I played it for one other person. And I was like, yo, I'm stuck between these two records. I don't know which will be the second single. And they both was like, yo, both are dope. I see why you're doing this. But I was like, The Truth just seems more universal, more radio ready. And yeah, and so I went with The Truth. But, oh, yeah, the other person was a young lady by the name of KP, an artist out of Virginia. She actually was singing background on the Brewers thing.
Yep.
Dope,
okay.
Female singer, man. That's my little sis. I love her to death. She's working on some stuff. She just released a song. And I sent it to her, and she was just like, yo, I think The Truth would be the next one. Her brother is actually T Soul. You remember him from The Voice? And
yeah.
I know he's released some stuff. Yeah, that's T Soul's little sister.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, man. There's so much, yeah. So much out coming out of their way out of the Richmond area. I mean, there's a couple other artists in that on tip of my tongue. When we hang up, they'll come back to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now with that, with the VA.
I mean, it's been a bunch of people. You got John Bibbs that's released some stuff. Gerard Anthony.
Both of them have been up here.
yeah. A lot of artists.
Both of them have been up here.
Yeah, they're the homies, man. You know, shout out to John and Gerard. Yeah, so it's a lot of talent in Richmond and VA, especially for what we're doing.
Yeah, there's another cat we had from VA from, I think he was out of Fredericksburg or Alexandria, John Michael.
Okay, I've never heard of him.
No, yeah, he had a couple singles out a couple years ago. We liked him. We had him up here, and somebody asked me about him a few weeks ago. I was like, I don't know if he's got anything new, but they
okay.
Still liked his song. So, you know, they asked
me. Yeah.
You know, because there was an event up here. I do New England Tastemakers, where it's kind of like a meet and greet with artists and radio and media and fans.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get a little performance. You know, we have a couple of shows, TV shows that are tied to it. So you get your TV interviews and you get to meet the
mm-hmm.
PDs and some of the other mixers and stuff like that. You know, so it's a great way to, you know, create a buzz because, you know, from doing street team work in the past, that's why we created it when we were bringing artists through promo tours. But now, a lot of artists and these labels don't do that anymore. They just go to the big station in the market and say, we hit the market.
Mm-hmm.
But they forget about
gotcha.
the community stations, the college stations, and, you know, the local lifestyle magazines. And at that point, you know, we had a lot of retail. But, you know, retail
mm-hmm.
is gone. But, you know, you still have people that are connected with doing events or stuff like that. So, you know, you kind of want people to come meet the market and some of the promoters, and then, you know, people can chop it up and build their own personal
definitely.
Relationship, you know, for future. So that way they don't have to necessarily come to me. They can go through the people they met.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, well, you know, we're going to work on trying to get you up here. So this project.
Yeah, man, let's do it.
So this project, August, September, what are your goals for this project? What do you want to see happen with this project?
Man, I wanted to do exactly what it's doing right now, man. I kind of, like, I felt like God just told me, like, if you just get back to the music, and you just put your heart and soul in it, that forget all the big time money behind it, the big label, that, you know, my wish was that good music could still rise to the top. And the record The Truth has proved that without, you know, having a big machine behind me and I just put out a song and people seem to love the record, that it's found its way to the top of some of the charts with some of the big names and the people that I admire and I listen to, you know, growing up. And, you know, see your name on a list with, like, Brian McKnight and Lettucey and NDIRE and people like that, it's, you know, definitely a humbling experience. So I just hope that the project does exactly what the single's doing. It just kind of makes people aware that I'm here and that I make good music, and hopefully the songs can help people, you know, can help people with some of the songs and stories that I'm telling.
Well, I think it definitely will, especially when you got talking about what's one of my favorite lines, from the taste of your lips and the shape of your hips.
Oh, yeah.
You made me want to go back to California. I was like, oh, you talking about California? I'm ready to go right now. I'm ready to go back
yeah,
to the Bay
man.
Area.
First thing you do is taste that bottom lip and you grab the hips. So, you know.
See, y'all, that's what I was talking about. There might be some offspring.
Oh, man, that's what's up, bro.
You know, so yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
man,
I think y'all,
man, I got an up-tempo joint that I'm going to drop next. It's called No One. I'm excited for y'all to hear that, but I'm not rushing because The Truth is doing so well right now. I'm going to let that ride till the wheels fall off. Then I'm going to hit them with this up-tempo summer two-step joint that I can't wait. I got some live horns on it. You know, I got my man out of Richmond, Ken Friend. He used to play with Lettucey and a few other people. He played bass on it for me, so I can't wait for y'all to hear that joint. It's definitely a cookout, you know, summertime smash, man. It's called No One. So I'm excited about that record.
We're going to be looking for it, man. Give everybody all the ways they can find you and find your story and buy, you know, buy all your music.
My music is everywhere that you can stream music, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, Apple Music, Tidal. And it's on the dfolks, dfolks. And also, I'm very active on Instagram, and it's dfolks world, dfolks world. It's the same handle for Twitter, dfolks world. I'm trying to stay active on Twitter, but it's hard to stay busy on one, you know. So
right.
I'm on Facebook also as dfolks. And I've tried to kind of, I don't have an artist page yet, but I have a personal Facebook page, and I kind of just accept whoever who can find me. But Instagram is the place to be, you know what I'm saying? That's where I'm active every day. I would love to talk and interact with people and, you know, hear what they think about the song, about the music, and that's why I go live every once in a while and play some new stuff. So
All right.
Hit me up.
We got to. I know Stokely, when we talked to Stokely a few weeks ago, he was talking about he does that on Fridays, midnight. He either sometimes just play some music, DJ, or he might do a little performance every now and again.
Okay.
You know, just to try some stuff out.
Yeah. Yeah. Stokely's the man.
Oh, yeah. I see some folks.
Yeah.
A lot of folks doing that. So who's out there, if you could work with them to create a song or duet or whatever, who's out there that you would want to work with? Who's on your wish list?
Man, I got a couple. Man, I would love to work with Rafael Sadiq. I love Sadiq, man. I would love to work with Sadiq. And it's this young guy out of the UK, man, Tom Misch, guitar player.
Oh, yeah, he's dope.
Tom's dope. Like, I love Tom Misch, man. I would love to, you know, to create. He definitely has it. You know, he has that thing. You know what I'm saying? So I would love to work with Tom Misch, man. And I love Rafael Sadiq. I would love to work with Sadiq. Those are two, I guess, my top
California
two right
and
now.
The UK. Okay. I know Tom Minch has a new song out with Common that we're playing right now. So. So he has a new project. Yeah, he's dope. He's a dope cat. He's got a lot of good stuff. So, you know, folks, we gotta get out of this this mindset of just one what you hear on mainstream radio. There's a lot of great music out there, and artists that need your support that you need to come out, take a chance on. You know, some of these folks have been, you know, like you just mentioned, a cat on your project that toured with Ledisi. You know, I know Ledisi used to live out in Oakland, in the Bay Area. So a lot of Bay Area musicians are on her path or in her groups, as well as, you know, Raphael Sadiq with Tony and Frankie Beverly and Mays and all the groups that come out of the Bay Area.
Yeah.
You know, so folks, you know, we need you to get out and support and try some new music. Right now we're talking to D folks. We're going to get into the truth on Urban Influencer Radio.
Tell me how did we get to this point of no return? Ooh, baby, it feels like we're in an empty home, and you know it's true. I can see it in your eyes, I do, yeah. I've been holding on to the one that I knew. I think it's time we talk about the truth, yeah. The truth, the truth. Oh, I'm trying to find the truth.
The truth.
Just tell me, baby. I promise I can take it. In the morning when I awake, I watch you while you sleep, wondering what went wrong. Can we fix it before we leave? Or maybe I am thinking too much, or maybe I ain't trying enough. I can see it in your eyes, baby, I do, yeah.
I've been holding on
to the one that I knew. Said it's time we talk about the truth. I'm trying to find the truth.
Emotions of a heart. Oh,
tell me,
are we still in love?
Are we going through the motions, baby? Are we still in love? Just tell me what's on your mind, on your mind, on your mind. Still be friends. I'm gonna love you forever.
Was popping.
Well, I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands could be time spent with you. Laughing like children, boning like lovers, rolling like thunder under the covers.
When I was young, I had to beat the clock before. I was the first one with boomers on the block before.
Right.
I've been locked locked up before. I hit a nigga with a lock and a sock before.
Right.
I left bitches in shock before. Hustle weed and coke on the block before.
Right.
Got a penicillin shot before. I smoked a blunt with my nigga Tupac before.
You feel me?
Dabble Barnes, day one hitter. Call me Smooth B, day one spitter. Thorough to the core, take this shit seriously. Niggas frontin', actin' deliriously. Fuck 'em, I won't waste no energy. I ain't fuckin' with you if there is no synergy. Stupid, I ain't got time. I'm focused on the bag, you runnin' from your past.
My hands, that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands could be time spent with you. Laughing like children, boning like lovers, rolling like thunder under the covers.
Well, some are broken, some wishing, some hoping,
right.
Some reaching, barely coping.
Right.
I dream with my eyes open, I'm a lion, no poking, no provoking.
Right.
I could come out this cage in a rage, but I'd rather engage on a stage. Grown shit, no extra shenanigans. Cats getting money, but they stiff like mannequins. Loosen up, playboy, you're too tight. Everybody getting money out here, it's alright. It's a new day, new game, new way to play. You still hating? Nigga, get out the
you
way.
You get money, but you blowing it.
We stay sucker free.
You a clown, you ain't knowing it.
We stay sucker free.
Is she wifey or she hoeing it?
We stay sucker free.
You was a drug dealer, now you a scammer, you Instagrammer.
I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my time spent with you, laughing like children, boning like lovers, rolling like thunder under the covers.
Right,
any other last thoughts or things you want to get out that I may have missed?
No, man, just, you know, I just want to say I thank y'all for, you know, supporting the record, man, and the response has been, it's just been unreal, you know, so I want to just say thank you to everyone that playing the record, that streamed the record, that downloaded the record. Also, hey, we just shot the video, so be on the lookout for the video. We shot the video last Saturday, so it will probably be finished by this weekend. So I'm going to debut the video probably as early as next week.
Okay.
For the truth. So we get a visual of the truth.
Right.
It's a witty video. I think y'all are going to enjoy it.
All right. So I know you've been talking to Mike Ashley and Key Jam out in the U.K. And I know it's doing really well there. You know,
yeah,
so,
man, D-Magic's my guy.
Yeah.
On the MySpace days.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could find my MySpace page and get into it, man.
Man, I think I deleted mine.
I wish I could.
Yeah.
Man. I wish I could just transfer those people. They were saving a lot of headache of trying to reconnect.
Yeah, man. I met D-Magic, KJM, doing the MySpace days. And he worked some, I had some, like, CDs, some demo stuff, and he worked out in the U.K., and it was crazy, like, when we reconnected on Facebook, when I put this stuff out, he hit me, and some of the DJs that he had sent stuff to years ago, it was like, is this the same D folks from, you know, from, like, 01, 05? And I'm like, yeah, where you been? I was like, chilling.
Like, yeah, well, yeah, you know,
I took a 10-year break, man. I honestly, like, just, I got to the point, I was real close in 09. To get another situation, we were talking, my manager at the time, we were talking to Interscope, and we had something going over there, and we was trying to get Pharrell on board to get Jimmy Iovine, you know, to try to get the situation done. And when things kind of fell through the cracks there, I was just like, you know what, I was kind of done, because it was like my third time. And that's when then it was still big about getting a deal, getting on a major,
right.
And I kind of just got to the point where I was like, yo, I'm done. Like, I put this many years into it. It ain't fun no more. You know what I'm saying? So I actually just took a break and went back to school, finished my degree, you know, started working in the PT field. Me and a couple of guys in the area opened a business. I became a business owner. And just enjoyed being a husband and a father and going, traveling with AAU basketball with my son and
soccer tournaments, stuff
that I missed. Stuff that I missed when I was, you know, chasing the dream, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And I was like, man, the pot of gold is already here. What am I chasing? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I kind of came to that point, and I just was like, you know, life is good, man. Like, and then my youngest son, he's 16, man, awesome being. This kid has definitely got it. He's a superstar in the making. He's going to be special. He grew up around me at band practice. He's studied all of my old, like, tapes, my old Prince bootleg tapes. I mean, anything, he just absorbed so much of it, and he's one hell of a guitar player. And he's, like, actually, we just put out a video last week where he played electric acoustic for The Truth, and we did an in-studio, like, live performance. I put on my Facebook, and I put it on my Instagram. He's 16. His name is Cameron, and he just released his first instrumental. But he kind of brought me back because I could see the passion. And he kept saying, like, finding old stuff of mine. He was like, Dad, this song was incredible. He was like, how many songs do you have? I was like, man, I got, like, over 100 songs. What? How do you have, like, over 100 songs? How do you write that many songs? I was like, man, it's just, like, nothing. I write a song in 20, 30 minutes. And he was like, why did you stop? You need to get back in the studio. You need to get going again. Why did you stop? And it kind of pushed me, man, because I was like, how can I talk to him about never giving up on your dreams? And Dad gave up,
right,
you know? And it was real, and I was just like, you know what, I'm going to – I went in the studio, and it was like riding a bike, and that was a year ago. Something popped up on my Facebook, and you know how they do those memories, one year
right,
a day.
Yep.
That was like a couple of weeks ago. It was when I was listening to playback of the first song I recorded for this project, which I didn't even know was going to be the project at the time. I just went in, booked the studio, called my man Rez that I worked with before, and I was like, yo, I'm going to work on a couple of songs, maybe do an EP. I'm at that place. And a year ago, here we are, like 7-8 songs in, and I'm charting with a record, and I'm about to drop a project after not doing anything in the last, like, really in the last 8 years. So it's amazing, man, and it just shows that God's timing is everything. So,
yeah, well, I mean, in that time that you were away, the folks like Eric Roberson and even Letticy, because her first project she put it out herself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cats were putting out their own projects and making headway. I think
yeah.
Eric was signed to Warner Brothers, and that fell through. He
yep.
started putting out his own stuff, and he makes more money doing that than than
yep.
being signed.
Right. Yeah.
Because, you know, because some folks think that having a big major deal is cool for your marketing, but
yeah.
you're paying for all that.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, you just got that big loan to pay off.
Mm-hmm.
So, you
you're
know,
totally
he owns
right.
his own stuff. Got his own money.
Yep. But I definitely appreciate this, and I appreciate the support of the record. And hopefully once The Truth, is, you know, runs its course and I drop this third single in the project, y'all will embrace it and enjoy it just as much as this record.
Well, I don't think that's going to be a problem, man. I'm going to get you my information so we can get make sure I get your music in the system at the station. And then I'll talk to my people about what's going on. I mean, because I think there's going to be a break in this stuff, you know. And I think, in my opinion, what folks are going to have to do is do smaller shows, smaller crowds,
mm-hmm.
and just build.
Take advantage of being outside right now
right.
because you can keep your 6 foot of space, you know, you can kind
exactly.
of.
Exactly. And that's why I said the
yeah.
Indie Soul might still happen because
yeah.
it was more in a private park as opposed to as a big, big festival like, you know, like it's not as big as like the jazz festival there, but, you know, he averaged 500 to 1,000 people. And, you know, it was a small, intimate space. And people with adults, once we got our little camp spot, we in the pocket. I got my cooler.
Yeah, yeah, I got you.
I'm here. I go see the vendors. I come back to my spot. I can see the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can dance in front of it. I can still see. All right, cool. You know, so, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's like going to jazz concerts. Jazz concerts, they have fun. They're space. They ain't trying to be on top of everybody. I think folks have to look at that direction to do some outside entertainment. But I know a lot of the jazz festivals have already been canceled. I know the Hall of Fame of Shryman is being pushed back. They haven't decided the new date yet, you know, and that was going to be inside, but still.
Okay.
It's gonna be interesting about that. So you know, and around here with so many colleges, we don't know how many colleges are gonna actually come back.
I don't think college is gonna be back. I really don't think it's gonna be back in the fall.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's some. They're gonna be running until like Thanksgiving, and when Thanksgiving break, that's it. We'll see you in the spring, you know, to avoid the winter mm-hmm. stuff of when the mm-hmm. virus might be stronger. Because my nephew's at Hampton, he's still waiting to find out what's gonna happen.
Okay.
You know, and then since he's down there, I gotta put you in contact with him because he's like a little marketing genius online.
Okay.
His project from getting out of high school, it was just so impressive. I was like, yo, man, we got to put this to work for me right now. So I just got to get him to buckle down because I think he's doing an internship while he's back in Texas. So we'll see what happens. All right, folks, once again, it's Urban Influencer Radio, James Lewis, D Folks out of Richmond, Virginia. We definitely enjoyed you having on the show. Definitely got to keep in contact, brother. I got to get you on my other station for my own personal radio show for WTCC. I got to get you on there for sure as soon as the state opens up the campus where we can get in there and do stuff live so people can call in and we can do the Facebook and Instagram live and have the interaction of playing the music live and watching people's reactions to the stuff. But you know, we'll get you linked in with some of the other folks from the area too that are looking to break some music. We got a couple PDs in the area that are looking for indie music to play on their station.
Okay.
So you know, that's what we try to do, man.
I'm trying to figure out how to break into commercial radio. It's doing so well on the internet radio, and I would like to try to break into commercial radio. But that's the next step, especially with this record.
You're gonna have to get the right marketing team to help get you there, because them doors for a lot of commercial radio, it's a heavy toll to pay.
I guess
to get in there. But since you got that two-step record, as long as you got something for the mix show, you might be able mm-hmm. to get that love. You know, that way. That's always been the backdoor way to get to commercial radio. But, you know, I can see your record being on Heart and Soul right now.
Gotcha.
It should be over there with Heart and Soul, or at least in the mix with Dave Dickinson on the Sundays. And, you know, and I know, everybody else is definitely going to play it. So, you know, I mean, it can definitely happen. But there's a couple cats, you know. There's one commercial PD I know. He comes to Tastemakers all the time. So anything that comes through, artists, he plays them religiously, continuously, forever. So, you know, so I know he'll be one. You know, and I'm quite sure if you get enough of the community radio and college stations playing it enough, and they start seeing, so you know, my other thing I would say, you might want to send it, your track to Media Base.
Yeah, so I got it in Media Base.
Okay, so that way, because there's a lot of college stations that are monitored by Media Base.
Yeah, I got Media Base. I got it. It was one more, Media Base. And
probably BDS, too.
And BDS, yeah, I got it in BDS, too.
But there's a lot more Media Base stations that are college and community stations that are mm-hmm. monitored by Media Base.
Okay.
So if you get your spins up there, a lot cheaper, and then that might be mm-hmm. able to get the commercial to help out, because then there's a story. So I know there's cats that work records to the college radio and the smooth jazz, because yeah, even your record would work on the smooth jazz, some of the smooth jazz stations too, and a lot of them are now being monitored too, and they're starting to play a few more indie soul artists on that side of things.
Mm-hmm.
So it ain't gonna hurt you. You just submit it. And there's a lot fewer smooth jazz stations. Because I report on the smooth jazz side too, so that's why I always try to get folks to do both. because it ain't gonna hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every little bit helps with the story, and then of course there's promoters on the Smooth Jazz panel, and there's cats that can do both, and there's cats that can work the commercial and the mix show. So just choose wisely, man.
Yeah, all right. I'll do that, man. I appreciate your time, brother. Hey, look, are you on IG?
I am on IG. I think I'm under DJ James Lewis.
To find you. DJ James Lewis. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll find you.
But I'm gonna look for you today. I'm on Facebook more, but I gotta get on IG more. But I'm on Facebook.
Okay.
I'm a senior citizen. You know, new technology. I gotta keep it simple.
All right, that's what's up. Man, I appreciate your time, bro.
I appreciate you, brother. Be safe down there, man. And hopefully I get to make that 6-hour drive down to VA soon.
Yeah, man. Let me know if you do. We'll link up.
All right, definitely.
Okay. All right.
And plus, I gotta get back on the Midlothian Highway and all that stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know. All right, man.
All right, now.
Okay.
You got it.
Fuck it.
Kevin,
fuck
this is nice.
Let's go. I'm gonna talk to a boy, nigga. I like that. Might take a nigga shopping just to hold my bags. Tell his ass I'ma fuck with you. Never came back. Nigga don't got shit going. I like that. She, bitch, I shine, I light up in pitch black. She ain't got time, no phones up, no Kodak. I won't talk to a bum nigga, I don't like that. Might take a nigga shopping just to hold my bags. Yeah, I don't like a nigga, ain't got shit going, ain't got nigga milestones. I just came up, none of these bitches could've swear they made me a stone. Like going school, me teachers and kids just didn't get along. Shit, bitch, I'm flying to the bank, can't say what I did, it remain unknown. Shit, real being in me, raised from a whole different cloth, really in my bones. Shit, crazy ass nigga, same as these nigga broke, and it been shown. Yeah, ain't tryna talk, I don't like that. I ain't even mean doing wrong. Yeah, nigga ain't never met a bitch like me that can stunt and get her own. Yeah, I won't talk to a bro nigga, I don't like that. Might take a nigga shopping just to hold my bags. Tell his ass I'ma fuck with you, never came back. Nigga don't got shit going, I don't like that. She, bitch, I shine, I light up in pitch black. She ain't got time, no phones up, no Kodak. I won't talk to a bum nigga, I don't like that. Might take a nigga shopping just to hold my bags.
I like tracksuits and afros. The boys don't like that though. I wear my hair in a bun. My hair don't reach my bum. I'm at the bottom of the list. Never been kissed. The boys don't like my hair in an afro. Oh, oh. I wanna feel like a woman, but I don't got the body for that. Too small, nothing there at all. I checked 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago. No more years to grow. I'm stuck like this. And you know, the boys don't like that. So if you wanna give them my love, get to know. Smile like this one. You think I won a prize for these big eyes and those dimples on my cheeks and my back just above my ass. I like it like that. I like me like this. I like me like that. I'm liking my ass. If you wanna get